This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the things that's been happening as the Fed's been raising rates is that the mortgage business has gotten a little bit trickier. Higher rates and sticky home prices make home buying less possible for a whole lot of people in this economy, which does go part of the way to explaining why Wells Fargo has announced it's pulling way back on its mortgage business. It's still going to do some, but not nearly as much as it had been doing. A big change for a company that used to be the top mortgage lender in the country. Wells does have a messy history. We've talked about that quite a bit. And don't discount the impact of those higher rates. But this is also part of a bigger change in the mortgage market overall over the past decade or so, with big banks pulling back and non-bank lenders stepping up. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
It used to be that if you wanted a mortgage, you went to your bank. Or a bank.
That all changed after the Great Recession, after the Great Financial Crisis.
Susan Wachter is a professor of real estate and finance at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. She says there's been a huge shift in the mortgage market since then, largely because there are so many more regulations on banks now around mortgage lending.
That and the perceived risk of mortgages and the penalties that were imposed for mortgages that were not correctly originated led banks to exit and to exit in a stunningly transformative large way.
Now, a decade and a half after the Great Recession, non-bank lenders, companies like Rocket Mortgage, dominate the mortgage market. Tomas Piskorski is a professor of real estate at Columbia Business School.
These non-bank lenders do not face the same regulatory burden.
The same regulatory burden that big banks now face.
So in some sense, the regulation following Great Recession has given them the competitive edge.
He says more intense regulation is the biggest reason so many banks have pulled back from writing mortgages, but not the only one. They also lagged with technology.
Banks were slow to adopt online instantaneous fintech loan origination platforms.
Non-bank lenders were much quicker to offer easy access to mortgages online. And Piskorski says that also helped them attract a lot of business.
Customers really loved them because they could get their loan much quicker than going through a traditional bank.
In 2007, non-bank lenders wrote about a quarter of new mortgages. In 2021, it was nearly two-thirds. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.